Good morning. We are here. Just a moment. There's a lot of questions regarding the much touted, much anticipated 2012. And there are many traditions which seem to zero in on that place. And even Nostradamus was discovered through older writings to have had a great interest in the crossover of the galactic plane, because that is what is occurring astrologically. There is a crossover with the galactic plane of the Earth Sun system with the galactic plane. And these are events, these are energy events that does not take a Einstein to comprehend. When you can imagine your place in the galactic realm, the young physicist who talked about orbits not really being orbits, how you are really spiraling through interstellar space, intergalactic space. You are never returning back to the same place year after year. Every year you come back, you are far moved along on the pathway as you spiral and corkscrew your way through the universe. But you don't feel it, you don't see it, you don't really detect it here on the planet. But those with astronomical observatories and abilities to look and see the stars and such can tell you quite plainly how far you have traveled in your recorded histories. So if you can walk back on your recorded histories and imagine how the Sun-Sol system has been spiraling and corkscrewing along the outer rim of the Milky Way galaxy, you would then understand it more as big scale alignments, things that don't happen often by your reconnoitering of time and spaces. You have this sense of time based on how your sun revolves around your Earth revolves around your sun. And of course, you have broken that into more and more and more smaller units that you call seconds and minutes and hours. But you do not recognize the grand scale of alignments that occur galactically or even intergalactically. The amount of time necessary for a planet or a sun to roll around the outer rim of a Milky Way type galaxy is so beyond your comprehension as a human to see it and understand it, you don't think it ever really occurs. But there is a faster comprehension of the galaxies that would see this as moving very slowly, I mean very quickly. And it is all perceptions. Just as an insect has perceptions that are far faster than you are. They can outmaneuver your hand trying to swat them. And so here you are moving into this place, and the knowledge that it has not occurred for a long period of time is now attainable as a species. So in other words, even though apparently you knew it as a culture into the eons of time, with those in India and such, with the yugas and all of this, how did anyone comprehend the yugas? There's this sense that someone anticipated the grand distances and time spaces. But now you are in a place where you can know it quite intimately and quite with precision. And so you can see, yes, we are lining up with the galactic center's ecliptic plane. What does that mean? How will that affect things? Let us say, imagine a car going through a car wash. As it moves through the car wash, there are different aspects to the car wash environment. Some are places where you are thrusted into great amounts of water. Some are places where spinning things come and seem to knock you around and clean and scrub, and then sudsy things come out. And then another point, you are hit with high pressure water. And maybe another point, you are hit with waxes and such, and then at the very end you are puffed dry with great force. You went through these environments and they had effects on the car. Well, that is what is occurring here. As species travel through outer rims of galaxies and move through these energy places, things occur. As planets do this, as entities do this, if you can imagine, it is like going through a car wash. You have a purpose for it, and there are stages to it. So the question is, what stage are you moving into? What stage are you moving out of? And we would suggest you are moving, if you are, want to use the analogy of the car, you are moving into a place where the sudsy soap is about to really start spraying. And a lot of the crap and grime is going to have no hold on you any longer. Is it forever? No. You move through this place and you come out the other side, and then you continue on your pathway, on your journey through this car wash. But it has a great purpose in your final destination, King Ka. You're using this as an analogy, but it is a very good one. Now, if you wish to learn more about these things, there is much already written. You can look into it from an astrological, you can look into it from an astronomical, you can look into it from an energy physics standpoint, like Hoagland has done in his video. And you can attack it from many directions. But what you really can't do is know it. Why? Because it has been so far long ago that it happened last time, that it is totally wiped out from any species' memory. And all you have are echoes of it that seem to ripple through the dynamics of time. And if all time is simultaneous, there's a you that's in the middle of it, broadcasting out to you now in this moment. And there's a you on the other side of it, trying to also send back information. And to the extent that you can begin to make connections with these other timelines, you strengthen your ability to achieve these goals, these journeys. It's almost like having the ability to send a scout ahead before you even get there. It can make for crazy making, but it is what you do. You project your creative force out into these potential places and create them, and then decide to inhabit them or not. We have used many other analogies for this time. How you are coming out of the era of cold wax, moving into the era of heated wax, where you can move around a little bit. You can imagine you are very much like the bug stuck in amber. Well, imagine the amber is going to soften up. And that bug isn't dead. It's going to start wiggling and want its way out of the amber. It has been our pleasure, and we are pleased to have this opportunity to chat with you. Good day.